is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence. Oh, very good to see you. Ah, dearest divine beings of light, you know that your vision, your energy, your connection is pure. And it is only your own belief system that could get in your way. If you feel as though you wish to chant, take a deep breath and you will chant. If you feel as though you cannot chant, take a deep breath and you cannot chant. You understand what we say? Some of you have been channeling for years, and you feel that it comes from your heart, but you've never received an exchange of energy for it. It may be time for that as you enter into the next phase of your life. So understand that that is the case. Because as a divine messenger from Source, that divine message comes in regardless. And that activation of energy that is coming in through you, for you, connecting to you, is powerful. And as each one of you are a part of that new human, that new vibration of energy, that new masculine energy, know that that vibration is coming in very powerfully, very quickly, very strongly. We are excited. You are too, eh? As you breathe into that possibility, know that that possibility comes to you and through you, and it anchors that energy. Focus right here. So you get to stand beyond who you think you have been and know who you are now as a divine being. Woohoo! We got this little fairy energy going here. Can you see her up on the ceiling? Ah, yes, yes. With that fairy energy, you know, the tricky part is to stay grounded, huh? So we're going to stand on your feet. Oh, you only have one foot there? Going to ground that energy. And as we do, anchor that focus and anchor the divine spirit that is within you. You know, you are an earth being and Pleiadian. You know that as you connect with that energy, sometimes in this lifetime you get the opportunity to learn a little bit about love. Learn a little bit about how those relationships work. So we are anchoring that divine focus and that energy. And with the strength and power of 1,000 beings, you've got this little body, this little energy that is in disguise. Because you don't always let others know who you are, do you? It's time to let yourself be seen. It is safe now. Woohoo! Nothing bad is going to happen to you when you are seen. And in that energy, know that as a divine channel of spirit, as a divine vibration, you are bringing in a new frequency. And as you bring in that new frequency, yes, we know who you are. It's like our feet are not on the ground even though they're touching. You understand that when you bring in that new frequency, it is very strong. Very strong, and so you will have some physical challenge. That is what when you get done channeling, you feel like you have to lay down, that you feel totally exhausted. Start here, and move to here, and then you go to here. Anchor, yes. Dearest divine love, you love everyone. Take care of everyone. Make sure everyone else is happy. Now you must be happy. You must get that energy. Satisfy yourself. Nurture yourself. That heart center needs that. With that energy of nurturing, you get the opportunity to hold on to that frequency and move your body. You know you are a body mover, huh? Now you know. You are a body mover. So we are asking you to do something physical. we don't care. Tai Chi, Qigong, put 30 minutes of music on and dance in your living room. We don't care. It is time for you to move your body, because in your body are trapped little signals, little symbols of energy that are coming through, and you'll be able to draw them out, write them out, and what will happen is they will become a new written language of life from the extraterrestrials, from the Syrians. Is that all right? Good. Keep your eye on this one, huh? You who are willing to step into the water, you who are excited to volunteer, to go beyond where you have been, that is only the beginning. With that beginning energy, know that it is expanded, and as each of you are expanding your vibration, as each of you are expanding your energy, know that the trust is a path. And as that trust is a path, have no words being necessary. That energy that is vibrating in the heart is also connected here. And with that energy that vibrates in your heart, you get the opportunity to connect to the planet. You get the opportunity to shift your energy. You get the opportunity to be the opportunity. You understand what we say? Ah, good, we don't. Dearest, light being who you are, light dancer. You know you dance with light. You dance with the energy and the flow of focus in this planet. We are honored by you, light dancer. We are honored by your crystalline energy. We trust that you are moving forward in new dimensions and new degrees and new vibrations, huh? As you are coming here as a new vibration yourself, huh? With that, you see, that's why we take our shoes off, because we're the same height, sitting up and down. So we get deep into your heart. We've come a long way today. Moved into new avenues, new feelings, new things. We congratulate you. We know that it is powerful. And we know that as that power comes in, you expand it with gentleness, love, and courage. Question. How many questions can we ask? Ask them all. Because all the answers are right here. Trust that. You spent much of your life not trusting yourself. It is now time to trust. It is now time to anchor that energy of trust within you. And as you anchor that energy of trust within you, it comes through with a vibration that you didn't know was possible. And as that vibration comes in, oh, just don't miss this laugh. As that vibration comes in, you know you have a totally open heart. And sometimes that open heart, even though as much as you would like to close it, does not work. That is who you are. Open heart. And that open connection is healing. We ask you to gather masculine energies together and help them learn and grow and open their heart. For with that masculine energy as it is coming through, it is anchoring in that heart. And know and understand that sometimes silence is golden. Sometimes that frequency, that static that you are hearing is about raising your vibration. And as that static raises your vibration, that energy comes back and forth and moves in new directions. So ask, what is this about? What do I get to do, see, feel, or hear to move beyond it? Huh? And then trust it. And you also, dearest guide, you get to trust You get to trust that everything is perfect. You get to trust that as everything is perfect, that vibrational frequency is going in and out of all energetic directions. In and out, because nothing is as it seems. Everything is an illusion. And as everything is in an illusion, everything is moving forward in new avenues and new ventures and new conditions. Breathe in. Raise your heart. This is a new life for you. This is a totally new direction. You are capable of being a professional channel if you wish. You have that opportunity. You get to do the soul work, but it is possible. As are you. It's interesting that you sat together. Do you know each other? You've got practice on each other. Well, you see, you're both very clear. When you get your brain out of the way, all that energy gone, all that energy connected. So understand that in that focus, you are acknowledging as you meditate with this. Is that us? The energy gets very high, doesn't it? As that energy connects, and as that divine frequency comes through, that focus comes in new and different ways. That energy comes in ways that you did not think it was possible. And as that energy comes in ways that you did not think it was possible, the vibration gets so high that even the electronics don't know what they're doing, huh? Yes, and in that focus of getting it so high, it is time for you to step beyond where you believe you have been. It is time for you to connect in ways right here, right now, in this heart, which we know has been a little troubled for you. And as that energy comes through, focus it. Understand what we say? Maybe you will, huh? You are the light. You are the Egyptian high priestess as well. You are that vibration. And as you are that vibration, that energy comes through here and here. You feel it here or here. But ask this to be opened. Ask this to be connected. And know that it is coming through powerfully for that information. And as it comes through powerfully for that information, you're making some drastic choices in your life right now. Everything is new and different. Or maybe it is old and it is just now coming to life.
Yes.
Yes. Are you ready to step up to that?
I am.
We are thankful that you said that. Otherwise, we would have to argue with you. We believe you are ready. We believe you are stepping in. We believe you are connecting to such a divine energy that all those old details, they are gone. All that old vibration, it is gone. And you are stepping into you. You are stepping into the beauty of you. You are stepping into the acknowledgement that you are a leader, that you are a teacher, that you are a vibrational frequency as a clear channel to be connected to and connected with. You know what you need to do. Yes. Yes. Do it. Don't stop, as we say in the clerk shop. Stop getting in your own way, huh? Because when you get in your own way, what can happen, huh? When you get in your own way, nothing happens. When you get in your own way, that challenging situation that is coming through makes you go. We don't like that. Oh, which way do it? We go up and down, up and down. We go both, huh? Yes. And when we look eye to eye, trust. Trust, that's all you need to do. Write that on your leg, write that on your hand, write that on your forehead, write that on your elbows, write that on your heart. Trust. Yes. You are moving into the new world. We know it has not been easy. You are indigo. You know that, yes? Indigo? Well, you know. What does that mean, huh? Google it. Yes, you are a forerunner of the indigo. In other words, you are a scout that came in before the rest of the indigos did to say, I think it's okay to come here. And they did. So you had a lot of turmoil. And with that turmoil, you are acknowledging the new energy. You've had quite a weekend, eh? New things, new energies, new sessions, new vibrations. Sometimes we move all the hands in different directions. And it's because we're activating. Whatever in your highest good to be activated. Whatever is in your soul to be activated. Let go of that old pain. Let go of that old trauma. Let go of anything you want to let go of. Anchor it in so it is no longer in charge. Because you see, when it is in charge of your decision-making purpose, when that is happening, then your decisions are colored, they're filtered, you're making decisions based on the past. And that does not work. Everything just past is done. Just because you did something that way 50 years ago does not mean that that's how it's done now. Exactly. Just because you did something that way yesterday does not mean it's how it's done now. That is how fast the world is moving. Because the world is moving so fast right now because all of the individuals that need space, all of the individuals that want space, all of the individuals that are asking for new things, the universe is saying, yowza. Yowza to you. Yowza to that energy. Yowza to that heart. Yowza to you. You are hot. Yes, you are hot. And know that you are ready for action. You are ready to take the next step. Please do. Please do. For with that next step, know that if you don't take that next step, it's still going to come back and forth and back and forth and come again and come again and come again and come again until you do it. Either this life or the next one. Why not do it now? Who wants to wait, huh? So make that decision. You're making a decision, yes? Yes. Make it. The answer is go for it. Huh? Take a deep breath. The walking art. Yes. It is good to see you. Yes. As you know, you are embarking on a new vibration in the next 5 years. And you are moving in some new directions in the next 5 years. Here, this weekend, you have rekindled some things that you maybe set back on the back burner. Now it is time to bring them back forward. Is that all right? That's good. Good. She did not say yes or no. She said thank you. So we say yes. You are also a divine, clear channel. Practice. Get out of your way and practice. And with that practice, you open the vibrational frequency in your throat. You can indeed speak. You do. Karen the Divine.
Sorry.
Moving with you. Carry that vibration of love and light. Wrap that Divine Mother in your own heart. Allow that to come through. Because as a channel of spirit, as a channel of that vibrational sense, you carry everything within you. We know there's all kinds of things that you can learn and all kinds of skills that you can develop and all kinds of energy that you can have. And sometimes that is an investment in your future. However, it also comes down to just allowing yourself to be you. And as you breathe, you don't know why, when we come before people, we bright people to their heart and their eyes and stop breathing. Yes. The vibration is strong. Trust that vibration. And trust that now it is time to stop reading the books and start writing your own. That you're not someone else's energy, that are your own energy. You learn something about yourself today, huh? Yes. And in that vibrational frequency, know that there is magic coming through these hands and this energy. Trust it and publish your next book. That is your story. Absolutely. And as that story comes in, you came up to the vessel mountain today and said, everything seems to be changed in my life, or something like that. We don't know, we just were hiding back in the back. It has changed. You are now embarking upon a new path. You are making a difference in other people's lives. As you do, know that you are making a difference in your own life. Because that vibration is powerful. Trust that. And with that vibration, it is powerful. Sometimes you don't know what to do, do you? Trust it. They are blessed. And that's the truth. As I knew. You know, you carry the energy that walked with the Buddha. You're on the plant at the same time. That stillness, that oneness is a part of you. It is time now to look deep into your own heart. And trust yourself. As the Buddha trusted you as his advisor. You see, touring, we are searing, we are begging, we are vegan, we are whatever. We know it comes as a shock to you. You are here now. Yay! Imagine that. You picked Earth to return back to. Woohoo! Celebrate that. Yes, it is a marvelous planet that needs your wisdom and your joy. That joy is real. We've had lots of opportunities for it not to be real. But it is real, and that is what you get to express. And as you express that joy, you breathe forth the illuminated light of the planet. Do you know that? You breathe forth the illuminated light from the planet. Now you know. You are connected to the stone beings. You are not a stone being, but you are connected to the stone beings. That's the most ancient beings that were the stones of this planet. There's very few humans left that are descendants of the stone beings. You were one of the first that arrived in Lemurian times that communicated with them. You still do, huh? Oh, the herbologist. Yes. So know the stones will tell you and talk to you and communicate with you. And as they do, the new vibration comes in, you are building, we're going to stand on your feet, because sometimes you get the opportunity to be grounded. Yeah? Yes. No, we don't like that. as you dedicate your service to others, be also dedicated to yourself. You also hold that vibration with yourself and honor it with you and illumination. So trust that vibration as it is anchored within you. Trust it as it is anchored together, letting go of old fears, letting go of old programs, letting go of old energy, letting go of old or anything. Let's all be new. Let us be new. Let us have no more nightmares. Let us be new in the vibrational frequency of love, safety, and life. And that is where you are right now. Keep it and don't bring it back. The old stuff is gone. Keep it always. Ah, you see, you stopped weeping. Yes, congratulations. Just took a little weeping before us today. Yes. You may weep again, and that's okay. It is. You'll take full responsibility. Yes. Now you get the opportunity to nurture yourself. Weeping again. You get the opportunity to nurture yourself. And we tell this to you too. Don't let your mind get in your mind. You understand the translation. You. Let them do the same. And you see it stop. Thank you for your service to the universe. You are both welcome. Breathe into it. You are most welcome. It is our job. It is our love. It is our passion. And it is all for you. You understand that sometimes people are reapers for the world. And sometimes they feel so much energy that the brain is saying, do I need to listen to this? No. Just be you. Be with this energy. We know your pain. We know your trauma. It's time to from the trunk. Is that all right? Yes. Yes. You could do that too. It's lovely. We have two weepers right here together. And you're a dancer, yes? You're dancing with the universe, dancing all around, dancing in the connection, dancing with you, dancing with anyone that will dance and wiggle about with us. You've kept yourself in the background for a very long time. Are you ready to let that go?
Yes.
It's time to step forward. The background served your purpose. And as your background served your purpose, we honor it and give thanks for it. But now it is time to step forward. Now it is time to breathe forward. Now it is time to be who you are. And as you are who you are, we hold this gentle, loving soul, this gentle, clear energy. Is that all right if we give a little activation here? Good. With that energy, we've activated everyone you've touched, but it's a little different for you. That gentleness of the planet sometimes as a difficult planet. And that's all. That is who you are. You are peace as well. Allow it to reverberate down. And as that reverberates out, we know that you, who are done with the Akashic Records, done with the karma, done with everything, now you're starting over. In this lifetime. You're not leaving so you can start over. You are here now and starting over. Not in the Akashic, not all that karma, not all that stuff. But to understand and realize that that vibration, that connection, that clarity is changing. So understand that it is not that you know everything. And every time you hear yourself thinking, I know that, that's what you need to pay attention to. Understand what we say?
Yes.
Because everything is moving in new directions. You are bringing in a new written language as well, just like the over there. It is different, but it is new. The divinity of you. We've had shocking things happen. It's like, how in the world did we make it here? And yet, you came through and survived, and you're better for it. Stronger for it, expanded for it. And now you are the nurturer and the receiver and the nurturer again. And you get to nurture this one. Yay. You get to nurture others. You get to honor yourself. And congratulate yourself. Doing a magnificent job. Trust that. Trust it. And we are the same type now.
Finally.
Yes. You know you are not from here. You have to do a little dripping.
I know, just a little.
Yeah, just a little. You are a clear channel. This is not a profession for the faint of heart, you know that already. The more you resist it, the more frustrating it will be. That does not mean that you can't have a regular job or anything like that. It means that you activate those beings that are around you to help them go beyond where they have been. You know that now. We implore you to not deny who you are. You've been given these differences to set you apart so others aren't drawn to you. It is the same with our vessel Mary. She doesn't fit in anywhere either. Or she feels she doesn't. So understand that's a part of who you are. And be thankful for. You know that's the hard part sometimes. And you need that in purpose. For you, you will answer the phone. Even if we don't use that little machine that you hold in your hand, you can do this fine. So, in that energy and in that focus, the vibrational frequency that comes in is so powerful that sometimes the newness of you, did we miss anyone? Yes, yes, she says. You who have been with us before, in that intention, know that you are, as you are aware, a part of the new masculine energy. You are part of that focus, and you are opening your heart. And as you are opening your heart, trust. us to bring people together with your own love and your own light and your own frequency and your own vibration. And as you do, wondrous things happen. Your physicality has been an opportunity for you, huh? Take a deep breath. We're just going to activate your cells and help your body realize that it's in this body and to love it. Love this body. Love this body. Love, love, love this body. You are a powerful being of spirit. You know, it's shocking. Sometimes you're human. And you get to breathe in and out and in and out and repeat. Repeat step one and step two, breathe in and out. So trust that energy. Trust that vibration. Better? Yes. Not at all. Yes, absolutely, it's our job. It is our job to see what needs to be done. And sometimes the vessel man is saying, what in the world? She's back here. She's saying, what in the world are you doing? And we don't care that she doesn't care and doesn't know. It is our job. And what we are activating within you are the things that have not been activated yet. We know you've done all the soul work. You've done lots of energy work. And now you're becoming being that you're here destined to be. You know, you're saying it's about time. Huh?
Yeah.
And why did you have to wait this long? Trust that. Trust that energy. Trust that vibration. As the channel that you are, you get the opportunity to sing and dance and play and smile and laugh and teach. You get the opportunity to be a professional. You get the opportunity to move beyond where you ever dreamed possible. It's time to step into that. It's time to acknowledge that. It's time to honor that. And it's time to activate that. Take a deep breath. With that activation, with that intensity, with that world, know that the vibration that is coming in such a strong way that everything is rearranging itself. And as everything rearranges itself, the masters are here.
Sorry, honey. No, you're fine.
trust that information. Are you formed to this plan? So love that, eh? As you know, dearest spirit, dearest angel, you are moving beyond for your bed. You are acknowledging that vibration. And as you acknowledge that vibration, you center your energy. Vibrational frequency is now raising again. It is coming in new ways. You will feel it in your physical form, but it will anchor your energy stronger than it ever has before in this dimension, in this life, or any other life. Trust it. Let your ego rest. Trust your breathing. Energy comes through. Know that in the vibrational frequency of you,
sorry, honey,
that intention are always surprised when we can operate a microphone. Is better than dripping while we blow the vessel Marilyn's nose on a recording on a microphone, huh? We implore all of the people that are with us of virtual reality, with the divine Mindy who saw what needed to be done and said, these girls need some help. We thank you for answering that call.
It's my honor.
We sent out the message to you.
I'm honored.
Yes, it is theirs as well, and ours as well. To hold that energy, to know that all the people that are there virtually with us, we ask them to be our ambassadors, to bring the messages of love and light to this planet, to be the love that you are. The one with the mission to be the one that gets the energy. You could stay there. What do we do? You're like everyone else. What do we do? We can't walk stairs. Let everyone have our best asset. Congratulations. You are stepping up to the plate. And you see the magnificence in the energy. You see the quest as it is coming in. You see the vision. And you step into it as you are the solopreneur. We trust each of you here, each of you in that vibration. to know that that energy is opening your heart. This is just a planet here. Yes, but it opens your heart. And as it is a planet that opens your heart, you expand it. And know that that planet activates the heart that is within you. And as it is expanding and radiating forth, that intention is what we ask of you. That you are each ambassadors. That you are each coming through the energy of clarity with you. That you are each coming through the activity of you. That you are each doing your part, even though sometimes it is so hard. You know why it is hard? Because you keep saying it is hard. Change your bracelet. It is getting easier and easier. I know who I am. I'm looking for who I'm becoming. And I know it is anchoring into me. Right here, right now. And it is going to be easy. Because you are magnificent. And as you are the magnificence in you, as you are that vibration, it will continue to get easier and easier. And as you reject that and think, oh, I should be someone like everyone else, then it gets tougher. Because you're not honoring you. He must honor you. You must discover 100% who you are. And as you do, you say yes to you. And as you say yes to you, you say yes to everyone else. Not that you say yes to everyone else when they ask you to do something. But the vibrational frequency of yes goes out around your energy. And that is the key to joy. That is the key to happiness. And when you say no, why is this happening? You're going to get more of why is this happening? Instead of why is this happening? You feel the difference in the energy. How does it get any better than this? Let's find out. Instead of, how could it get any worse than this? We don't want to find that part out. Instead, always ask, how could it get better? How do I live in that love frequency? How do I live in that love pathway and flow in that energy of divinity and stay in perfect balance? How do I float through the universe and stay in that energy of divine perfection? One step at a time. And realize how easy it truly is. And when it feels hard, ask yourself, are you pushing the energy? Are you trying to make it more complicated than it is? Or are you trying to allow the easy way to come your way? You cannot imagine the wondrous things the universe has in store.